Okay, Rabbi, today's daf is daf Mem Dalet. We're going to be finishing today Perek HaMafkid and starting a golden Perek, Perek HaZuah, worth its weight in gold. So we're starting at the Mishnah on Mem Gimel Omid Beis. Last Mishnah in Perek HaMafkid. HaChoyshev L'Shloyach Yad B'Pikudai B'Shami Omim Chayv V'Beisil Omim Einer Chayv Ad Sheyishlach Bo Yad. We've spoken about the inyan of Shlichas Yad a number of times over the last few days. As you know, it says in the Pasuk, if you have the Torah or HaSholem, it's Ois Beis, Im lo yimotzi haganav, v'nikr balabayis elu alihim, Im lo yisholach yodai memelechas re'ehu. Oh, Im lo yisholach yodai, if a person shaleach yad v'pikodon, if he's a shomer, and he's shaleach yad v'pikodon, until now he was only a shomer chinam, he was chayv pshia, or he was a shem besachar, chayv ignei barveda. If he shaleach yad, automatically he is upgraded to that, like an oin, like a shoyel, and in his chayv onsen. So our Mishnah tells us, when is a person considered to be a shaleach yad? Says the Tanakhama, hachoyshev, you just think about being shaleach yad. In other words, let's assume that the mafkid left with the shomer a big barrel of wine, and now the shomer says, this wine seems to have a wonderful scent, a wonderful aroma, I'd like to use some of that wine. So he has a machshava. He wasn't shaleach yad yet, he's just thinking about it, just the machshava alone. Says our Mishnah Beishami, says his chayv. Now there's an interesting Rashi over here. Rashi says, HaChoyshiv means Omar Bifnei Eidim. It wasn't just a Machshav, he actually spoke it out. And he said, I'm going to be Shaleach Yad B'Pikodoy. Rashi adds in front of two Eidim. Where does Rashi take this from? As we'll see in Yet Hashem on the Amud Aleph in another minute or two, that what is the Mokar of Beishamai that just a Machshav Shlichas Yad is enough? Because it says in the Pasuk, Al kol dvar pesha, al shor, al chamor, al se, al salma, etc., etc. So the dvar pesha teaches us even without a maisa, just with a machshava or just with a dibur. So even though the Mishnah uses the term machshava, says Rashi, what we really mean is amira, we mean a dibur, based on this al kol dvar pesha. Now how do I know that that's the kavan of Rashi? Look at the last toisis here on Mem Gimel Amid Beis. You see the final toisis on the bottom. HaChoyshev L'Shloyach Yad, Hach Machshav HaVedibur, Kiri Yalef, like we learned from the Pasuk, Me'al Kol Dvar, Dvar being a Lashon of Dibur. And says toisis, by the way, this is not the only time we find in Shas that the Gemara uses the expression Machshava, and Machshava is Lav Dafka, it really means Dibur. Where else do we find this? Says the Gemara, we find this by the din of pigul, that if the koyin or the balim who are bringing the carbon, if they have a machshavas pigul, as you all know, machshavas pigul means to go and eat a carbon chutz lemkoymai chutz lezmana yesh by koris chutz lemkoymai ein by koris, but that's all machshavas pigul. Machshav is not enough, zoktesis. It's got to be v'chein machshavas pigul. Now they have a bedibur v'loy belev. And he brings a raya from a number of different places. So both Rashi and Tosis agree that the machshava over here means amira, means dibur. However, this is not... Yes.
In pigul, it's a machlokas, Rashi tells us if it's machshava or dibur. But here they're most saying it's dibur.
Both are saying that... That's a very good question. But you see that here Rashi and Tosis both say dibur. And if you look at the beginning of this Rashi, right before Omer Bifnei Eidim, there's an Aleph in parentheses. That Aleph in parentheses takes us to the Haguah Sabach. So if you go up to the Bach on the left hand margin, in my Gemara, says the Bach, Nirshim Betzidoi Ubikidushin, Soid Daf Mem Beis Omer Beis, Pirish Rashi, to Lav Dafka Omar El Choshav. Oh, doesn't have to be Omer, even a Machshav Allah. And that Rashi in Kedusha is not even talking about Pigul. That Rashi in Kedusha is talking about our case of Lishloyach Yad. We're talking about a Shlichas Yad. So you're asking what seemed to be a stira between the two Rashis. And the answer is, you're right, it is a stira. How do you answer the stira? Because Rashi, as we know from the historians and people that are oisik in these inyanim, wrote a number of different manuscripts over the years, and that when he was younger he wrote one ksaviyad, and as he got older another ksaviyad, and as he learned shas more and more and more, see that's you see that Rashi learned shas many times even before Meir Shapiro, and when he came to a new sugya, sometimes he would say, you know what, I changed my mind. Previously I thought I had a machshava in one way, and now I feel it's not machshava, it's now, it should be b'dibur. The other way around. Previously he spoke out that it's b'dibur, and later on he thought, no, machshava is enough. That there should be a chilik between, one second, that there should be a difference between shlichas yad and pigul is easy to understand, because remember here by shlichas yad, the makoyer says toisis, like the Gemara says on the Amud Aleph, I'll call Dvar Pesha. So it's got to be a Dibur. Dvar. Masha'enke and the Gabi Hilchas Pigul, it says, Lo Yechoshev Loi Pigul Yihyeh. Oh, so the Lashon of the Pasuk is Machshava. So it would make sense to distinguish between one and the other. Barry, you have a question?
No, just yesterday we learned that we go according to the Basrai.
Right.
So whatever Rashi, whatever Rava was Basrai. So whatever Rashi wrote later is a true opinion.
Very good. Beautiful. The Rashi that the Bach is referring to in the bottom of Mem Beis Amid Beis in Kiddushin, the Gemara there is talking about Shlichas Yad, and it says L'chayiv al ha-machshava, says Rashi, Oy al ha-dibur, either in Omar, Oy choshav l'shlich yad b'kodoyim, Hari hu b'shusay. Either one, you don't have to have Daf Kedibur, either one. So there Rashi opens the door to both, but here the Rashi is very clear, Omar v'snei Eidim. So you see that the Rashi had a change of heart, a change of mind over time. Because we're taking the list of the Rashi. Okay. Anyway, so getting back to our Mishnah. So Beis Shammai says that when it comes to Shlichas Yad, remember Shlichas Yad as opposed to Gzeila means he's not taking the entire barrel and keeping all the wine. He has a machshava to go and take lemoshel a cup of wine, two koises. He wants to use part of the wine. That's enough, just the machshava alone, says Beis Shammai, he is chayiv. But what does it mean that he's chayiv? That from now on, he has been propelled and upgraded from that of a shem chinam, shem sachar, and he has a status like a shoyel, or if you want, the status like a ganef, or a gazan, which means that he's chayiv bi oinsen. And therefore the word chayiv over here doesn't mean that he's chayiv on the shlichas yad. He may not have even taken anything yet. The chiyuv is that if subsequently there's an earthquake, chas v'sholem, and the whole barrel breaks, he'll be chayiv ba'oinsin. Even though he didn't take anything yet, he just thought about it. Or he said, I'm going to be shaleach yad v'mikon. That's already enough, and he's chayiv. V'esil omrim no no ina chayiv v'chish lo b'yad. You have to have a real physical shlichas yad. She never says in the pasuk, im loy sholach yodim imlechas v'yeyu. So the mission is very clear. The pasuk is very clear. You have to have the yad doing the actual shlichas yad. Machshava dibur is not enough. We'll see more about these two psukim in the Gemara. Rashi says that now we're starting a brand new case. He tez achovis v'notol himena revias v'nishbura. Person went, that is again the shoimer, he took the chovis and he was hita. Hita means he tilted it for the purpose of taking a revias of yayin. So in other words, he's not taking the whole thing. And he didn't even pick up the chavis. He just tilted it slightly, and with that he was able to pour out the revias of yayin into a cup, and able to go and drink it. And then subsequently the nishbra, it doesn't have to be the nishbra when he's still holding on to it, Rashi said, the nishbra lachazman. Then he put the barrel back, he left it in its place, and a week later it broke. What's it in? Zok the Mishnah, eina mishalim el revias. You only have to pay a revias. Why? After all, he was shaleach yad. Yeah, but the only part that he took was the revias. He didn't take more than that. The rest of the wine is still there. However, higbia, if he picked up the barrel, benotel heimena revias, so he didn't just tilt it, but he actually made a hagba. What difference does it make that he made a hagba, says Rashi? Because that is a kinyan. Now he's koine for himself. Oh, he made a kinyan, and now he took the revias. Now, v'nishbra, if after that the wine barrel broke a week later, b'shalom de beikula, he has to pay for everything because he's chayim ba'itzim. So, l'choyer, what the Mishnah is telling us, like Beis Hillel, not like Beis Shammai, and that you have to have an actual shlichus yad, but when you shaleach yad, you only chayiv on that portion that you're shaleach yad, on that revius. He only took a revius, he chayiv on a revius. But that's because he was only hitas achovius, he wasn't koinen. But if he picked up the entire barrel, so then he made a hagbah, then he's koinen, now he's chayiv ba'onsin, so that if subsequently the barrel breaks, he's chayiv for the entire barrel. Okay, the Gemara is going to explore all of this in greater detail. Zukimar. We saw of Beis Shammai, we've already learned the Gemara, Mino Animili, the Tanur Rabbanim, Al Kol Devar Pesha, Beis Shammai Amrim, Malami Shechayim Ala Machshava Kemaisa. That the word Devar, Dibur, you don't have to do a Maisa, a Machshava or a Dibur is enough. But Beis Hillel Amrim, Ein Lechayim Achish Lech Vayad, Shenema, Im Lesholach Yodibum Leches Rei Eihu. See, Rabbeinu HaKodesh, in a very subtle way, is telling us we paskin like Beis Hillel, not like Beis Shammai, because for Beis Hillel, he brings the pasuk in the Mishnah, Shenema Leshalach Yodai, but Beis Shammai, he doesn't bring the pasuk, presumably because he's saying, you know, Beis Shammai, when Agudul Hadar, but since we don't paskin Beis Shammai, he doesn't spend too much time on Beis Shammai, he just says, Beis Shammai is a machshava, but Beis Hillel says it's gotta be a maisa. Omelem Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, V'haloi kvar nemer al kol dvar pesha, shteta dvar dvar, dovar. So you see the machshavu or dibur. Amalem beisil, le beishamai, v'haloi kvar nemer im loy shalach yodim lechus v'yeyu. So Timorim kev matam aloi ma al kol dvar pesha. What does beisil do with beishamai's posik of dvar? So Timorim shiyochel ein li elohu. Amli avdu lishluchay minayin. What happens if it's not he himself that was shleach boyad? But he told his Eved, or he told his Shliach, I want you to go and take this barrel and move it from corner to corner because we're going to use it tonight for a big mishta. We're going to drink some of the wine. So he told that to the Shliach. Minad, how do I know that the Mishaleach is Chayav? Tamaloyim al kol devar pesha. That the Shoymer himself can be Chayav on the Maisa of the Shliach. Now before we continue on, everybody's thinking they want to jump out of their skin. Don't we have that famous rule that ein shliach ledvar aver? So this is the Gemara's kasha in Masechtas Kiddushin. That Gemara that we were just looking up a moment ago in Daf Mem Beis. The reason why the Gemara over there gets into this is because the beginning of the second perek of Masechtas Kiddushin says a person is mekadesh as isha boy ubishluchai. And therefore the Gemara gets into the whole parsha of shlichas. How do you even know that there's a shliach shel adam kemoisai? And the Gemara says because we learn kiddushin from Gittin, Havai and Yetzia, and by Gittin it says v'sholchem ibeisai, v'holchem v'hoisa l'ish'acher, so there's a din of shlichas, and then I learn v'yotza v'hoisa, so I learn by kiddushin ulta shlichas. And then the Gemara goes on to, normally ain't shlich l'dvar aveira, but there are exceptions to the rule. And the Gemara says, for instance, by me'ila, Yesh shliach ledvar aveira. Freit the Gemara in Kiddushin. No, why don't we go learn alamamatzino from Meila? Just like by Meila you say Yesh shliach ledvar aveira. Why don't you say Kol atayir kula Yesh shliach ledvar aveira? And the Gemara says because Meila and blank have shnei ksuma bon ki echad chol shnei ksuma bon ki echad ein melamdim. How do you fill in the blank? The Gemara says that according to Beis Shammai you fill it in with the din of tzmichu mechira. Because what happens if you have one person who stole an animal, and he himself is not a shoychet, and he has a shoychet that goes and checks the animal on his behalf, he has to pay dalit v'hei. Why? He didn't do it himself, he told the shliach. Let's assume that the shliach even knew. I ain't shliach l'dvar aveira. See, Mara says we learn it from utvachoy oy mechorei. Just like mechira has to be alidei acher, you can't go and sell the behemoth to yourself. You have to have a lokeach. So each time you have a mechira, you always have, by definition, two people. Same thing by tzvicha, you can also have two people. So therefore the Gemara says, based on that, zok Beis Shammai, yesh shliach ledvar aveira. So I now have two ksuvim, one legabim me'ila, and one legabim the din of tzvicha mechira. How does Beis Hillel learn? So the Gemara, Beis Hillel learns it from our drasha over here. What's our drasha? That says, al kol dvar pesha, that yesh shliach ledvar aveira b'shlichus yad. So you can look it up in Daf Mem Beis in Kiddushin. The Gemara says that you have Me'ila and Shlichas Yad, both of them Yesh Shlich Lidvar Aveira, because you have two psukim, that's why you don't learn the color terekulu. And then anyone says, well, how did Beis Shammai know the din? So Beis Shammai learns from the din of Tzvachay Machoray, Fentzvicha Umachir. So, Rabbi Sai, yes, all of us, since we were children, we all know this halacha that Ein Shliach Lidvar Aveira, Em is V'yatziv. However, there are three exceptions to the rule. We have Me'ila, Tzvicha Machira, and Shlich Asyad, where there we say, Yesh Shliach Lidvarve. Getting back to our Gemara now, Zok Gemara Vaitu, we learn at the end of the Mishnah. Hita Esha Chavyas. He only tilted, he didn't pick up the Chavyas, he only tilted the Chavyas. What's the din, says our Mishnah? That if the Chavyas subsequently breaks, he is potter on the Shvira. Why is he potter on the Shvira? Because he never made a kinyan on the Chavyas to be upgraded from a shemachinim shemasachar to that of a ganef or of a shoel to be mechuyev now ba'oinsin, you have to make a kinyan. Like by Gzeilu, we always spoke about kinyan Gzeilu. But here he didn't make a kinyan, he just tilted the chavis. So therefore, he's potter on the shvira, on the onsin. Higbi, if he picked up the whole thing, that's a different story. Now he made kinyan Gzeilu. Oh! Then he's totally upgraded to that of a shoyl or of a ganav, and therefore if Nishbra, even though Nishbra a week later, he has to pay because a ganav and or a gazlam and or a shoyl is chayv onsin. So now a Gemara says, Omer Rabba, that we said that hitas a chavis, that he only tilted it and he didn't pick it up, your potter on the shvira, leshono ala Nishbra, that how did this wine and this barrel, how did they lose their value? Because the barrel broke and all the wine spilled out, and you potter on that oinus. Aval hechmitza, if you poured off, he tilted the wine and poured off a kas, and then a week later he wants to take some more wine and he smells and he finds that the entire barrel is now sour, mishalim is kula, then he has to pay for the whole thing. Why? Because it's not an oinus. Rashi says, and we discussed this a little bit yesterday, that anytime you open up a barrel and you take some of the contents, there's always a strong, strong chance that the whole barrel is going to go sour unless you consume all the contents very, very quickly. And even today, when you open up a bottle of wine, you can hold on to the bottle for a year or two or three, depending on the quality of the wine. And then eventually when you open it up, you better drink it quickly, because otherwise the wine is going to go sour. Of course, you put it in the refrigerator, that helps. But if you don't put it in the refrigerator, even if you do, if you wait around a while, it'll all go sour. So it says our Gemara, in our case, we only tilted the chavis to take out abyssal of ayin. If it was a chmitza, you have to pay for the whole wine. Why, my taima? Says Gemara, giri didei huda hanila. This is not just a grama, this is like a garmi. Giri literally means his arrows. So he is the one that caused the wine to go and become sour by taking one cuss of the wine. Now, the second case is Higbir of an Ochlemen. When he picked it up, then he's chayiv even on Nishbra. So Omer Shmuel, loy notal mamish, alakivin sheigbir, liter, afapish loy notal, he has the same halacha that he's going to be upgraded to the status of a ganef, a gazlan, and a shoyu, he's going to be chayiv bo'ainsin. So Shmuel says, we're not only talking about a case of nota, I mean, the lashon of the Mishnah is he picked it up, the nota men, and he siphoned off, or he took out a cup, or he poured out a cup, a cuss of wine. So Shmuel, you don't have to be nota lamish. As long as he just was magbia, that is already enough. So it's up to you, Mara, lema kasaba Shmuel, shlichas yad eyetrich chasar. As you know, we've discussed this several times over the last few days. We've had machloikis in about this, Beishama Beisilla, Bayer Rava, etc., with the Shlichas Yad, Shlichasun, or Enet Shlichasun. By the fact that Shmuel says that as soon as you Shaleach Yad, even before you took any of the contents, you just picked it up, and you moved it from one corner to another corner, for the purpose of taking wine. But you didn't take the wine yet. You intend taking it. Says Shmuel, you're ready, chai bo'ainsin. What's the reason why you chai bo'ainsin? L'choyre, because you hold shlichas yad, And you tzrich chisar. The fact that you shaleach yad, you picked it up, that's already enough. Zuk timora no ami nishkaraya. Look. Shani hochas kanzain that Shmuel normally holds shalichas yad, tzrich chisar. Shani hochas, and ichaleidati heavy, ha, chavis kula, bosses, lahar revias. What does the Gemara mean to say? So the Shmuel that we're learning now is really the same Svara that the Gemara said a couple of lines ago. And that is, you cannot go and isolate a revias from an entire barrel, because if you were to take off the revias from the entire barrel, then the rest of the barrel is now susceptible to becoming essig, to becoming sour very, very quickly, because it doesn't have the benefit of being totally hermetically sealed. All the air is coming in, and all the germs and whatever, bacteria, who knows what, that causes the wine to become sour. So therefore, even though his intention is only to go and take one cusful, however, so that this cus, this revius of yain, so that it should stay fresh and it should be drinkable whenever he decides to finally open up the barrel and take some of the wine, it's only going to remain good if the rest of the wine is there as the bosses. Bosses, like the English word basis, that it's the platform, it's strengthening and keeping the wine intact and geschmack. Because as soon as you take out any part of the wine, the entire barrel of wine may come sour very, very shortly. So therefore, says Shmuel, when you picked up the barrel and you moved it from one place to another, even though normally by regular pigdoinos, we say that shlichas yad, tzricha chisaren, over here we would hold that this is an exception to the rule, that even though you didn't have chisaren yet, you didn't take any of the wine off, you're already chayiv on taking this barrel and moving it from place to place. And the reason for that is because since his intention is to go and take just the revias, but that revias alone, you cannot take it in isolation. You have to think about the big picture. All of the wine, because all of the wine is the bosses for this wine to keep it good. So says Rashi, when you go and take this barrel, it's as you're being upgraded from a shaleach yad to a gazlan. What's the difference between a gazlan and a shaleach yad? You remember we had a machloikis, a three-way machloikis, a few days ago. We had the Reish of the Mishnah talking about lo yichlu l'mokrim, the Sefer of the Mishnah talking about yichlu l'mokrim, and then Rabbi Yochanan said that the Reish is talking about Rabbi Shmuel, the Sefer is Rabbi Akiva, and whoever tells me that this Mishnah is all one man diyamar, I'm going to go and carry his begotten to the Beis HaMerchitz. And then we had three man diyamar, one in a row, Rabbi Yanke bar Abba, Rabbi Nosson bar Abba, and Rabbi Sheshes, that explained that the Mishnah is talking all according to Rabbi Shmuel and not Rabbi Akiva at all. What was the whole difference between Rabbi Yanke bar Abba and Rabbi Nosson bar Abba? Rabbi Yanke bar Abba said it's talking about that he was a gazlan, he stole the whole thing, and Rabbi Nosson bar Abba said he was just a shoyel, not a shoyel, that he was a shaleach yad. The Gemara said, what's the nafkimina between the two? What is shaleach yad, tzrich chisaron or ain't tzrich chisaron? But Rashi said, what's the difference between a gazlan and a shaleach yad? Aren't they both taking somebody else's item? What's the chilek? So Rashi says shaleach yad means he's taking the entire item, while shaleach yad means he only wants to take a bisala, to take a kezayis, a revias, only part of it. So what our Gemara is saying is, according to Shmuel, Shmuel is telling us, there's no such thing by wine taking only a bisala, because since every drop of wine is dependent on the rest of the barrel, because if you take out some of the wine, the ganze wine can then kalia, it can all go bad. So then, it's not just a shlichas yad, it's a gzela. It's a gzela. Even before taking the wine, you're already upgraded to the status of a gazlan or a shoyel, where you're chayiv be'etz. So once we came up with this svara, so boy Rav Ashi, I have a parallel situation. Higviya arniki lito heimena dinner mahu. You have the same shoymer, or his brother, who's a person who's just as crooked as he, and he's a shoymer for an arniki. Arniki is for a wallet, or for a purse that has money in it. Now, he's not a big time ganav, he's not a kleinschige ganav. He only intends taking out one dinner from the entire arniki. The arniki might have 100 mabeyas, he's only taking out one dinner. So now, what's the din now? Meaning, Does he get upgraded to the status of a gazlan, or is he only a shaleach yad? And what's the shaila? By chamer, we said, who the loy minter ela agav chamer. When it comes to the wine won't stay fresh and gishmak only if it's together with all of the chamer. If any of the chamer is missing, it can get sour. Avuzuza minter. However, when we're talking about money, one dinner doesn't need the accompaniment of the other 99 dinrim in the pouch. One dinner on its own, it does a good job. So one is not dependent on the other. Oidil mashan netirusa, the arniki netirusa, the dinner. Maybe the shmir of an arniki is different than the shmir of a dinner. What does that mean that the shmir is different? The shomer has to do the same shmir whether it's $1 or $100. So you notice the last Rashi before the new parak, shanim tirusa the arniki, kis mole nira umishtamer. There is a certain dependency of one coin on the other. Meaning, it's not the same as wine mamish. However, it's much easier for a shoimer to be able to go and watch over an arniki, which is full of coins, full of dollar bills, because it has volume to it. It takes up room. So, he can easily identify where it is, and if it's missing, hey, what happened to the arniki? But if you're talking about one dinner so easily can get lost in the shuffle. You leave it on the table, somebody by mistake, when they're clearing off the table, the dinner might go into the garbage or something. It's much easier to have an Aveda. Ah, so therefore, in a sense, one dinner needs all the other dinrim to keep it protected, that it shouldn't get lost. So in a sense, it's like the situation of every drop of wine in the barrel needs the rest of the barrel of wine to keep it intact, to keep it fresh. So would you say the same halacha over there too? That if the person just picked up the arniki, just like the case of our Mishnah, you picked up the wine barrel, where Shmuel said it's not necessary that you go and take out any wine yet. Just by picking up the whole barrel and you're moving it from place to place, he's already chayiv on shlichas yad, and therefore if the barrel breaks subsequently, you have a din yachayiv on sin. Same thing asks the Gabi this arniki. I only picked up the arniki. I didn't take the dinner out yet. The dinner is still in the arniki. Would I be considered to be a gazlan, where now my din is that I'm chayiv on sin on the whole thing? But the shlichas yad, tzricha chisaran, I didn't take anything out yet. Yeah, but just like Shmuel said, the case of the wine is an exception to the rule. So maybe the case of the arniki is also an exception to the rule. So Morris says, Teku, Tishbi Yataris, Kushal Aboyis, will wait for Leonavi. With this, we conclude this beautiful Perek Hadron Lachamavkir, and we start another beautiful Perek, Perek Hazov. The Mishnah Hazov, Koinis Hakesav, Hakesav Eina Koinis Hazov, is coming to tell us a very interesting halacha. What's the interesting halacha that we're talking about? Let's do a little bit of background. We all know when it comes to kinyanim, it depends what you're trying to buy or sell or convey. So for instance, when it comes to karka, we have the Mishnah in the Sechus Kedushin that the nechosim sheish lo machrayis are nikna bekesef ubishtar ubechazaka. However, when it comes to metalkalin, kesef is not koinem metalkalin. Kesef is not koinem. So if you go and buy metalkalin, you go into the grocery store, you hand over your $5 to go and buy bread, eggs, whatever, the handing over the money min ha-toira, you're not koinem. Why are you not koinem? So let me machlokes mitshem yoichanan and rish lokish, whether this is min ha-toira, because it says Yad liyad, so it has to be dafka mashicha, or do you say mois or also koinis minatoyra only midavanan, you have to have mashicha. We don't have to go into that shaila now. The important thing is that if you want to be koinim metalkalin, kesef does not do it. Just the fact that you handed over the money, you're not koinim yet. When are you koinim? When you make a kinyan in the metalkalin themselves. So, going back to our example, if you go to the grocery store and you pay money and you're buying a loaf of bread, we're talking, of course, not the Zman HaZeh when you have Dina de Malchus HaDina, and in America, as in most countries, once you pay the money, you've made your kinyan already. But min ha-Torah, that's not the din. In other words, halacha, if the world was conducted al pi halacha, you would not be koina with the money. You'd only be koina when you actually pick up the bread, or when you're moshech, when you pull the bread, you make a mashicha, you make a hagbah, you make a mesira, you can make a kinyan sudr, you can make a kinyan chotzer, you can make a kinyan agav, but money doesn't do the trick. Okay, so now that being the case, what happens if you have two people, and one of them is exchanging with the other gold coins for silver coins? When do you say that this kinyan is now effective, and from this point on people cannot change their minds because we've closed on the deal? So, if you're talking about the case of buying the bread, according to our Mishnah, when you pay the money to the cashier, you give him $5, the kinyan has not been made yet. And therefore, if you change your mind, you can say, "Sir, I just noticed that this bread is missing a piece. It looks a little moldy, it looks old, I don't want it, give me back the money." Since he didn't make a kinyan of the bread yet, then the kinyan has not been effective and he can take his money back. Fine. But now we're not talking about bread and money. Now we're talking about a gold and silver. And the gold and silver portion, we're talking about matbeyas, where you have one person wants to get a gold matbeya and the other wants to get silver matbeyas. That's the coins, a gold coin and silver coins. Okay, so we're doing, if you will, a barter or an exchange of money. It's a money exchange. The question is, when is the kinyan effective? So what we have to do is identify which one of the two is the metalklin and which one of the two is the money. The one that is the money, even though you hand over the money, guess what? No kinyan has been made yet and you can still have charata. However, if the medium that you've handed over to the other person are the payrois, the metalklin, then you already made a kinyan mesira, and if the person pulled it, he made a meshicha. If he picks it up, he made a kinyan hagbah. Oh, then the kinyan is already effective, and you cannot change your mind. Okay, so we're going to have to now, throughout the Mishnah, identify which is considered to be the tiva. Tiva means the matbeya, the coins, the money, and which one is the payra, the payrois or the metalklin. I'm using the term tiva and payra because those are the terms that the Gemara uses and that the Mefarshim use throughout this daf and into tomorrow's daf. Good. So, Hazov Koinis Akes, if you have two people, Yankel and Beryl, one wants to get Zohov, Rashi says, Dinrei Zohov, the other wants to get Dinrei Kesef. Now, there's a major difference between the two. On the Amud Beis, we're going to see that 25 Dinrei Kesef were worth one Dinrei Zohov. So, each Dinrei Zohov is worth 25 times its weight in gold against the dinar kesef, its weight in silver. Okay, so which one over here is the matbeya, is the kesef, and which one over here is the payrus? So our Mishnah says, azov koinis hakesef, hakesef ein koinis azov. When we say azov koinis hakesef, it means that when you make a mesira or the meshicha or the hagbah on the zohov, you're koinis hakesef. Because our Mishnah considers Zohov to be the payrois and the kesef to be the money, the mo'ois. Now this initially is probably troublesome because you say to yourself, you know, gold is worth much more than silver. And therefore, gold, that should be the money that you're using to go and buy the silver and not the other way around, that silver is koine es hazohov. But we're going to see mentioned in the Gemara that even though Zohov is more choshev than silver, nevertheless, silver has an edge over Zohov that it's oiver lasoicher. Oiver lasoicher means that wherever you go, people will take silver coins, but they're not necessarily going to go and take gold coins. If you went into a grocery, almost all groceries will go and give you change from $100 bill, but none of them will give you change from $1,000 bill. In fact, most people don't even realize that there is something known as $1,000 bill, but it exists. But if you're going to go and give that to a grocery store, they say, "No, sir, you have to give me a smaller denomination, $100 bill, $50, $20, but not $1,000 bill. I don't deal with those." So therefore, that's why the Gemara considers kesef the cheaper medium, the cheaper silver, is considered to be more chorif, more usable in daily currency and daily transactions, as opposed to gold, where very few people will ever transact business using gold coins. That being the case, gold is therefore considered to be like the peiros, like the metalkalim, and you want to be koine the zav, you make a kinyan on the zav, and that is koine a kesef, because the kesef is considered to be the money. You can't go and be koine metalkal with money. So, once again, you want to make a barter of gold and kesef, hazav koine a kesef. Go and hand over, do a mesira of the zav, do a meshicha of the zav, and with that you'll be koinis a kesef, not mitam mo'ois koinois, mo'ois and not koinis, but metal. It's koinim mitzad, the meshicha, the mesira of the metal. And vice versa. Ha kesef ain't a koinis a zav. If a person hands over the kesef, the closing has not closed yet. You can still change your mind. Because kesef, this is now the matbeya, the tiva, that you're using to go and buy the zav. I'm sorry, my friend, mo'is are not koinim metalkalim. So the fact that you handed over the kesef, we have not closed the sale. And the same thing applies, the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, ha-nechoish is koinis ha-kesef. If you're comparing copper coins, pennies, for instance, to silver coins, the nechoish is koinis ha-kesef, is because nechoishes is, number one, less valuable than kesef, and number two, it's not over la soicha like kesef. If you want to go and buy the bread, and you give over 100 pennies, the cashier may say, mister, we don't deal with pennies anymore. You give the pennies, give that to tzedakah. If you want to go and buy the bread, you got to go and pay me, give me $1 bill, $5 bill. So nechoishes therefore becomes like the metalkalim compared to the kesef. And that's why if you want to be koine the nechoishes, you have to make the kinyan in the nechoishes, and that will be koine a kesef. But the vice versa, if you want to go and buy the nechoishes with kesef, and you want to make a kinyan a kesef, ain't a koine a nechoishes, because again, mo'is are not koineis by metalkin. And similarly, mo'is are ro'is koineis esayofis. If you have bad coins in the sense that they are no longer in currency, they're no longer current, because it's from a malucha that doesn't exist anymore. These are Trump coins, and now we're in the age of Biden. And these Trump coins, people, these are moist. I don't want Trump coins. Of course, that may change in another few months. But we're not at that point yet. We're at the moment that Trump is not. Trump thinks he's still in power, but most people realize that he's not. Anyway, the point is, if you have any moist from his era, those are no longer, you know, yoytzim and nichnas in transactions in business. Those are called moitz ha-ro'ois. So maybe they are a collector's item. And therefore, has a din of metalkalin. Go and schlep those, make a meshicha or mesira, and koinis is a yofis. But if the yofis, brand new coins from today's regime, those are good coins, and therefore it has a din of mo'ois. If you were to go and schlep those mo'ois, nothing happens. Hayofis ain't a koinis is a ro'ois, because mo'ois are not koinis by metalkalin. And similarly, asimon koinis ha-metbeya, ma-metbeya ain't a koinis asimon. Those of you that were in Eretz Yisrael 30, 40, 50 years ago know that there was a special coin that he used for the payphones, what we would call a token, and asimon was the name of that coin, asimonim. It was a very interesting shape. But that's not what our Mishnah is referring to. Our Mishnah is referring to what is called in the slang a slug, S-L-U-G. Some people say that there's a negative connotation, so if you don't like that term, I'm sorry. But asimon means it's a flat coin that has no mintage on it. You don't have a picture of a king or of the White House or what date. It's just totally flat coin. But it's worth its weight in gold or silver. Right? You put it on the scale, whatever it's worth. But asimon, because it doesn't have any minting on it of any king or any president or whatever, it's considered to be metalkalin. Therefore, asimon koine se matpeya, if I schlep the asimon, I'm koine the mo'ois. But if I go and schlep the matpeya, in a koine se simon. And now, the next 10 words really should have been the hakdama, if you will, to the Mishnah. Metalkalin koine se matpeya. Anything which is the metalkalin, the peyrois, that should be koine the matpeya, because you make a kinyan on the metalkalin. Your hakbo'o, your meshicha, your mesira. Because mo'is ainen koinois metalklin only kak. And then the Mishnah throws in a metalklin koinis ze'ezeh. that if you are, instead of exchanging coins for coins, you're exchanging metalklin for metalklin. We have the Mishnah Machlef Par B'Chamor. You only have to make a kinyan in one of them. If you make a kinyan in the para, then you coin the chamor. If you make a kinyan in the chamor, you coin the para. Very simple. Now, Ketzad. So now, our Mishnah is telling us, really going back on the first part of the Mishnah, on the Zov, Metakesef, and the Choshes, the Moisa Royz. Ketzad, explain to me, what do you mean, bottom line? You only made a Mashiach so far on the pay, so on the metalklin, and not on the money. And you can't change your mind. The closing is closed, the sale is effective, you're done. Why are you done? Because you made a Mashiach. Can you Mashiach is koina. But if you gave the money over, and you didn't take the item yet, you can change your mind. Why? Because mois ainun koinus. Mois are only koinus by karka and not by metalka. But the Mishnah says, in case you think, oh, that's wonderful, I gave money and I want to change my mind, I could easily change my mind. The Heiliger B'Shefa, the Rabbi Shalom, who is very upset with people who are dishonest, your word should be your bond, your word should be as good as gold. If you have agreed already to the transaction, and you've already given the money, even though may ikar hadin, the sale is not binding yet, because you didn't make a Mashiach on the payrolls. Nevertheless, if you change your mind midstream after already giving the money, there's a mishapara on that individual. Finally, Reb Shimon Oimer, Kol Shekesu B'yode Yode Alel Yoyim. Reb Shimon disagrees with the Tanakhama, and Reb Shimon says that if you have the money, then you have more of the rights than the person that doesn't have the money. Who is Reb Shimon referring to? Reb Shimon is referring to by the Moicher and the Lekech. The Moicher, for instance, is selling, let's say, the loaf of bread. And the Lekech has already paid him and given him the money. Nobody's made a kinyan yet on the loaf of bread. They just have had the Mesira of money. So Tanakama says, well, the sale is not binding yet because he didn't do a Mashiach in the payrolls, in the metalklin. Says Reb Shimon, as far as the Lekeach is concerned, he handed over the money, he cannot change his mind. However, the Moicher that has both the money and the loaf of bread, because he hasn't handed over the loaf yet, he is Yodei Alel Yoina, and therefore he can change his mind. Why? We'll have to see in the Gemara. You look at the last Rashi on the Amid. Palik adrabanan, the Amri Nosalei Mois Yochel Lachser Boy Afil Lekeach. The Tanakhama says even though Lekeach paid money, he can change his mind, except for the Mishapara, naturally. The Yosef Shimon LeMeiman, no Moich Shakol Biyodei. Who the Yochel Lachser Boy? If he has both the item, the merchandise, he hasn't handed it over yet, and he's already received the money, Yod al Yoyne, he can still have Chalata. Avlekech and Yochel Asubay, because he already handed over the money, even before he got the goods. If the sale is binding, Mar Mefarish Taima, why should that be? Okay, Zokti Mar. Remember we started off the Mishnah, that Zohav Koinus HaKesef, and we explained that Zohav compared to Kesef, the Zohav is like the goods, the payrois, and the kesef, that's the matbeya, that's the money. So if you make a kinyan in the zahav, then you're koine es hakesef. Zokti Yimar, Masnei Rebbe l'Reb Shimon Berei. Rebbe was learning Mishnayos with his son Reb Shimon, and he was learning our Mishnah, zahav koine es hakesef. Reb Shimon was a bright young man, and Omalei, and he said to his father, to Rebbe, Shonis lon b'yadusech, I remember in earlier years, when we learned these Mishnayos with you, then you didn't start off Hazov Koines HaKesef, you started off the Mishnah Kesef Koines HaZov. That Kesef, in fact, is Koines HaZov. In other words, if you make a kinyan and the Kesef is the metalklin, and that's the payrois, and you're Koines the Tiva, you're Koines the Matbeya of the Zov. In other words, just the opposite of our Mishnah. The Tachs of the Tishalonim is Ziknusecha, Hazov Koines HaKesef, and now in your later years, you've changed your mind, you say, Zov Koines HaKesef. What's going on, Tati? Explain to me, why have you had your change of heart? So Gemara, we all do say my sava, but Ziknu say my sava. Why did he think one way when he was younger, and why did he change his mind when he got older? I'll tell you why. Basically, I'll do say sava the haba the choshev haba tiba. Obviously, gold is much more valuable than silver. Like we said, the Gemara is going to tell us that gold is 25 times the value of silver. I'm told that in today's marketplace, gold is far more than silver, more than just 25 times. But regardless, getting back to our Gemara, the Adusi Sava, the Hava, the Choshev, the Hava, gold, which is very Choshev, have a tibet. That's the money. You want to give a person money, what money would you prefer? Would you like to have silver or gold? Of course I want gold. Gold, it's worth its weight in gold. So that is the Madveh. Kasvid loy choshev, kesa, which is worth far less, have a payra. That's like buying the payra, the merchandise. Bekonalei payra litiva. You want to have a binding sale. What you have to do is go and schlep the payra, make a meshich on the payrois, and then you'll be koine the ma'ois. So just like in our Mishnah, we said, what are the payrois? The payrois are the zahav. Schlep the zahav and you koine the kesa. But the Yalduse Rebbe said, no, it's the other way around. The Kesef is considered to be the Peres. And therefore, HaKesef Koines HaZov, schlep the Kesef, make a Mashiach on the Kesef, and then you'll be Koines HaZov, because the fact that the Zov, that's the Mo'ois, and you're making the Kinyan on the Metalton on the Kesef. Well, makes a lot of sense. So why did Rebbe change his mind? The Ziknusei Sova, Kasva de Chorev, he said Kesef happens to be sharp. Now what do we mean that it's sharp? So if you look at the top Rashi, Rashi says that the sharp, what we mean is that it's oivel asoicher. See? That kesef de chorev abetiva, top Rashi, chorev, yoitze bahitzo'o, va'oivel asoicher. Anywhere you go, if you want to go and buy things using dimes, quarters, etc., it's true, our dimes and quarters today don't have any silver in them, but years ago they were made out of silver. Really? Really? Yeah, you believe it or not. The dimes and the quarters had silver in them. They were mostly silver. Anyway, so that was something that was oivel asoicher. Anywhere you went, if you wanted to use dimes and quarters, no problem. However, if you wanted to go and use dehavad lechorev, have a peira. Back in the Gemara. The kesef dechorev havetiva. In Ziknusei, Rebbe changed his mind, and he said that since kesef is oivel asoicher, wherever you go, people accept kesef. So that's the money. Well, the Havad Lecharev, when it comes to Zov, Lecharev means that it's not Oivel Asoicher, that's the Peira. Difficulty the Peira, Letiva. Okay, so I understand perfectly why Rebbe changed his mind. See, Barry, Rashi learned from Rebbe, just like Rebbe changed his mind, so Rashi from one Masechta to another Masechta can also change its mind when we sing Shalich, Shlichas Yad, whether it has to be even B'machshava or Dafka B'dibur, like we discussed earlier in this year. So anyway, coming back to Agmar. Om Ravashi, bi alduse mistavra. Ki alduse mistavra. Ravashi says, I prefer the original pshat of Rebbe when he was still young. Why? Meditani, because continue the Mishnah. Hanachoshit koinis a kesef. That if you make a kinyan in the copper, then you koinis a kesef. So do you want, yam is vishloim a kasva the gabi dehava. Pei rehava. If you're going to go and tell me that kesef compared to zohav, that the kesef is peirois, meaning, like Rebbe learned b'yaldusei, that what is the medium, the mode of currency? That's choshev, that's the zov, and the kesef compared to the zov is peiris. It's less like peiris, like metalkalin, and you make a kinyan in the kesef. Hainu dekotoni anachoshes koines a kesef. That's why the Mishnah gives us two cases. First the case of the kesef with the zov, and then the nachoshes with the kesef. The what? The afal pidilagabi dehava. Pei dehava, even though when you compare kesef to zohav, zohav, again, we're going Rebbe b'yalduse. The zohav, that was the tiva, that was the currency, and the kesef was the peiros, that's the metalklin. Ah, so even though peiros compared to, that is, silver, compared to gold is like peiros, says the Mishnah of Gabi Nechoishes, Tivahava. Now we turn it and we change it. And we say that if you're comparing Nechoishes to Kesef, Kesef is much more Choshev than Nechoishes, so therefore, the Gabi Nechoishes, it's a Matbeya, it's the Tivah, it's the money. That makes a lot of sense, right? You have gold, you have silver, and you have copper. So this is the Gemara's theory of relativity, that everything is relative. If you're comparing silver to the gold, then silver is much, much less valuable than gold, and it's like payers. But if you're comparing the silver to nechoshes, silver is much more valuable than copper, so then it's like the gold, so to speak. It's like the currency, that's the money. Ah, so therefore the Mishnah is telling us two very important halachas, that you can have the same kesef depending on the circumstances. In one case, it could be the metaltolin, it could be the pera, when you compare it to gold. Now, in another case, the very same kesef, that's the tiva. That's when you're comparing it to nechoshes. Oh, so alpha be the gabi dava, pera, have the gabi nechoshes tiva. So the Mishnah then is beautiful. But Eli Amris, if you're going to go and learn like our current Girsa, which is Rebbe Dizeknusay, and you're going to go and say that Kasper, the Gabi Tehava, Tivahava, that Kesef is considered to be the Matbeah, the money. Why? Because Zohav is not Chorif, it's not Oivul Asoicher. Hash, the Gabi Tehava, the Choshemine. Amris Tivahava, Madach, we can make like a Koshkin or a Kalvachoymer. Madach Zohav, compared to silver. With the Zohar, everybody knows it's so much more choshev than the silver. You're telling me, nevertheless, even though the gold is so much more choshev, you're telling me that tivahava, that the kesef is considered to be the madbeya, and that's why you have to make a kinyan in the Zohar, is the gabi nechoshes, do you choshev, you choref. The Gabi Nechoshes, the Kesef has two malas. Not only is it Mocharif, right? In the case of the Zohar, Kesef has one mala, even though it's not so valuable, it's not so Choshev. But it's Choriv, it's Oivul HaSoichet. And nevertheless, because of that, we say, oh, that's the Tiva, that's the Madbeah. So then certainly, when it comes to Nechoshes, where Kesef has two malas, number one, it's Mocharif. Everybody knows you want silver rather than pennies, rather than copper. View Choriv, it's more chashiv, and also charev, it's more oivul asaychidik. Mi boy is the chavad ravada, that if you want to be koina the nechoshes and the kesef, you have to make a kinyan in the nechoshes. Zok Timura, why would our Mishnah then need to go and tell us that? In other words, what the Gemara is saying at this point is that the way our Mishnah is structured, l'choyde, you don't need to tell us the case of the nechoshes. Because if you're telling me that when you have gold and silver, make sure to make the kinyan on the gold, schlep the gold, because that's the payer. Then certainly if you have copper and silver, make the kinyan on the copper. Because the copper is certainly payer compared to the silver. Madach, gold is compared to the silver, you're saying it's payer. And certainly copper is considered to be payer. So chayre, is that good? So how come Taka Rebbe changed his mind? Look tomorrow, I'll tell you. It's so kadai to chamina hani priti ba'asra to sagi. Inu charifi tfei mikaspa, ematevahava, kamash malon. What is the Gemara saying? The Gemara says, you're right. In most places, when you want to go and buy something, they will certainly prefer silver coins over copper coins. However, there are certain places where the copper has more, not more value, but it's more oivul asoichedik than silver. Really? What type of store would that be? Well, I'm not sure that I can give an example of today's stores, but maybe 50 years ago, when you can go and get a Wrigley's gum, 5 pieces for 3 cents or 5 cents, if you were to go and give twice a silver dollar or even half silver dollar, the person says, ah, come on, just give me the whole thing is 3 cents, 5 cents. Don't give me these big things. I don't have enough change to give you change. Give me the three cents, 5 cents. I don't know if anybody remembers, but tokens at one time to go on the subway were 15 cents, and today how much are they? Why, $2.75 or $3 or whatever it is. So it's obviously much more expensive. I remember as a kid, a haircut was 75 cents. If you wanted to be generous, you gave a dollar, and that was considered to be a very generous tip, 25 cents. Wow. Most people only gave 90 cents. They gave 75 cents for the haircut and 15 cents for the tip. But of course, that was beyond the hang. Today, many places, they charge $25 for a haircut. Wow. A whole haircutting machine doesn't cost more than $19.99 or something. But anyway, a haircut costs $25. And then you have to have a $3 tip, a $5 tip, whatever. But the point is, there were many places, years and years ago, where it was easier to go and pay with copper than paying with silver. So the Timur, Sol Kadaita Chemin Hani Prita Ba'asra, in those places, Desagi means where the money travels, that which travels, the priti, that means the prutois of nechoshes, travels more easily. How do I know that the word sagi means that it travels? So if you want to just take a quick look at the Rashi Mem Vav Amid Beis, in 2 days, you'll see Rashi all the way on the bottom of the Amid, Mem Vav Amid Beis, two lines from the bottom, Tuloi Sagi Klal. Says Rashi, Sagi is Lashon Hilachu. Support. It goes, it travels. So getting back to our Gemara is telling us in certain places, Prutois travel more quickly than Kesef. If you go to the candy store where all the candies and all the gum is requires 5 cents a pack, then it's easier to go and pay with some prutois rather than paying with the dollar bills or being with the larger denomination. So Kadaichman Hani Priti Ba'asra de Sagi. Inu Harifi Tvei Mikaspa. In certain places, copper is more oibala soichidik than kesef. Therefore, I would think that it is considered to be the madbeya, not that the nechoshes is the peiros as a relative to the kesef, but faked. That's the madbeya because it's more oibala soichidik in certain places. Kamashmalan, that's why Mishnah tells us. Kim the ikaduchta de loy sagi bay, since in many other places, it doesn't travel that easily. Most places today, you give them copper pennies, they're not interested. I'm not interested in pennies. You keep the pennies for yourself. Just give me a nickel, give me a dime, a quarter, I don't deal with pennies. Kim the ikaduchta de loy sagi le peira, de loy sagi bay, that it doesn't travel. So, come to tell you, peira haba, that's why the chush is compared to kesef, is peiras. Everywhere, not only in all those places where Nechoshes doesn't travel so easily, but even in those places where Nechoshes travels more easily, that's what the Mishnah is telling you. Nechoshes compared to silver, we're talking about the whole world generally. The world generally looks upon the silver as being a more oiver lasoicha deka matbea than the Nechoshes, and therefore everywhere Nechoshes has a din of peira, and the money has a din of tibet. That is, the kesef has a din of tibah. Therefore, the Mishnah, in fact, is telling us a chiddush after all. Even though we already said, zov, koinus a kesef, we need the nechoshes koinus a kesef because of the special character of copper, that in some places it's more oivle soicher, but it's only some places. Since 90% of the places, silver is more oivle soicher, you gotta make the kinyan in nechoshes, because that's the pace. The avra b'chia sovar, dehava tibahava. And even Reb Chiya holds, when Reb Chiya was the uncle of Rav, and if you ask Barry will tell you he was a double uncle, he was both a paternal uncle and a maternal uncle, like the Gemara says, beginning of Psachim on Daf Talit. Rashi makes the cheshbon over here, over there, how he was a double uncle. Anyway, so Reb Chiya also holds that Tahava is Tivahava, it's the Madbeah. In other words, like the way Rebbe learned the Yalduseh, not the Ziknuseh, because today our Mishnah tells us the Zov has the status of the papers. That's why you have to be koina the Zov. How do I know? Says Yimor, the Rav oizif dinri mi brate de Reb Chiya. Rav borrowed some dinri. Whenever you see the term dinri in the Gemara, if it doesn't say dinri kesef, it says dinri, stam dinri means dinri Zov. So Rav borrowed golden dinrim from the daughter of Reb Chiya. Presumably that was his cousin. Could be that maybe even it was his sister-in-law, or half-sister. You have to make the cheshbonis, how the relationship of Reb Chiya and Rav, from the father's side, from the mother's side. Regardless, he borrowed from the daughter of Reb Chiya some dinrei zav. And he borrowed it, let's say, for a month. A month later, the soif ayaka dinri. The dinrim, the dinrei zav, went up in value, and they're now worth more than the dinri worth a month ago. Now, Osl comes to Reb Chiya. Rav comes upon Reb Chiya, and he says to Reb Chiya, my entire feta, what's the din? Can I just give a new dinner zohav in the place of the old dinner zohav that I borrowed a month ago? Or because they're more valuable, how are they more valuable? The Gemara doesn't explain, but presumably a month ago you were able to get for one dinner zohav, let's say 20 dinrei kesef. And now, a month later, you're able to get 25 dinrei kesef. Oh, so it's gone up in value. You can get so many more dinrei kesef. So would this be a ribbis situation? You're dealing with interest. A month ago I had the equivalent of 20 dinar kesef, and if I give back a dinar zav, I'm giving back 25. Ay, 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 it's Rebbe's. That was the question that Rav posed to Reb Chiya. Amalein Reb Chiya said, nah, zo shlem la, tavim bitakhilin. Go and give the best matbeos gold dinar that you can find. In other words, there is no shiloh whatsoever, there's no ribis. You can give real matbeos of zav worth their weight in gold, no problem. So now the Gemara analyzes the psak of Reb Chiya. If you're going to tell me that Zav has the status of a matbeya of money, shaker, then I understand why he said, sure, until now it was one dinner, you're giving back another dinner, no problem. If you're going to tell me Zav has the status of like payers, then I have a problem of Sa'ah B'Sa'ah. What means Sa'ah B'Sa'ah? We're going to have later in our parak, we're going to have in the Mishnah, that a person cannot go and borrow from somebody else one item to return that item. For instance, a person goes to the next door neighbor, could you lend me please a dozen eggs? And next week I'll pay you back, I'll get you another dozen eggs. Well, all of you that are buying eggs before Pesach know that from day to day to day, the eggs go up in price. So just last week you could have gotten eggs for $2.79, and in many places this week you have to pay $3.99. Really, it's the same dozen eggs. Well, you know, before Pesach, these things happen. Anyway, so the point is, if I borrow a dozen eggs and I give you back a dozen eggs, then it's ribbis, because the eggs last week were $2.79 and now it's $3.99. Now this is not a ribbis kitzutzim and hatoyra, because obviously you don't have the promissory note, you pay me now $2.79, I'll give you back $3.99. So Rashi says it's a ribbis drabana. But the kamaisa is also a drabana. So therefore, says the Gemara, if you're going to consider the hava, gold, these dinri, zav, to be like merchandise, like the saw, so then it's also lilvay saw b'saw. How could he give back a gold dinner for the original gold dinner? It's like giving back a new dozen eggs for the old dozen eggs. And that's prohibited according to the Mishnah because of the fact that it may have gone up in value. If you're going to tell me that's madeya, it's money, shopping, then it's okay. Because it doesn't say anywhere that you cannot take a dinner zav as a halva and give back a dinner zav. That's not a problem. That's shopping. Eliyam is paid on having you tell me it's paid on having the sub sub, you also then you're not allowed to do it. What's Takadis Svara? After all, the Dahava has gone up in value, hasn't it? So Rashi explains, the dinner zav has remained intact. It's just that the dinre kesef have gone down in value compared to the zav. And as a result, what you only were able to go and get the mushel, 20 dinri kesef a week ago or a month ago, a month later, the value of the silver has declined so that you, when you have your dinner zav, instead of just paying 20, you can go and get 25. But not that the dinner zav has changed. It's the payers. The payers meaning the dinri kesef has changed. Ah, so the same thing as when you're talking about buying the eggs that we give, $2.79, $3.99. The dollar hasn't changed. The dollar has remained intact. It's the eggs that have gone up or down in value. Ah, so that's the reason why, says the Gemara, Reb Chiya permitted Rav to pay back in dinner, because it's not so b'so, it's dinner for dinner. Matbeis is no dinner so b'so. Ah, so we have a good teraya, says the Gemara, that Af Reb Chiya holds that the hava gold has a status of tiva and not of peira, which is exactly the way Rebbe learned b'yal duse. So tomorrow, nay nishkaraya skonzain, that Reb Chiya holds that gold has a din of peira, not of tiva. But Rav dinri havalei. Rav had his own dinrim besides the dinner that he's borrowing from the daughter of Reb Chiya. Which is permissible. Meaning, the Gemara is going to say over there, you're not allowed to be loy v'sa'a b'sa'a, like we just said. However, if the person says, I want you to know I have my own sa'a, I just can't get to it because I don't have the key to the safe or to the silo, to the storage bin. Or you have to wait until my son comes because he knows the combination, he knows how to get in. So I actually have it. Then the Mishnah says, then that's an exception to the rule, and the Chachamim hold there's no Isser of Sa'ab, the Sa'ab Ribbis. What's the reason why? So Rashi here and later on explains, because when you have your own Sa'ab, you just don't have ready access to it, so it's as if you're making a Chalipin of sorts. And you're saying, you give me your Sa'ab, and I'm going to give you another Sa'ab. The whole reason why Ribbis is Hasser, because it's Aganotele. Aganotele means that you're paying for the right to use this over time. And as time goes on, a week, a month, you've now gotten additional credits, if you will, and when you take more, so then you're paying for Ribbis, for the interest, for the right to hold on to this money for a longer period of time. But if you have the exact same saw in your shed, in your storage bin, in your safe, whatever, and you could hand it over, so then it's as if you're doing a chalip, and I'm just switching what you have with what I have. Therefore there's no aganotale, it's not some future accumulation of points, because you're holding it for a month or for whatever period of time. Since Rav had his own dinery, he could have theoretically used his own dinery, he didn't have to borrow it. But apparently the dinery were not readily accessible, there was a lock and he couldn't get to them. So it's as if he's saying to the daughter of Rav Chiya, here, I'm going to make a switch, my dinner for your dinner, you give it to me, hopefully by this afternoon I'll be able to give it back to you. So then, Rav Dinri Havalev, he came to Havalev, he didn't ask, it's as if you had a case, where it's mutter, you have no iser sa'ab isa. So bottom line is, we don't have a rai what Rav Chiya really holds, the gabizot. But Amarova, hai tana sobe dahava tivav, I have another tana that holds that zohav is tivav, not like our Mishnah, like Rebbe learned the Yalduse, that Zohav has a status of money, not a status of payros. Where do we see that? Take the price. We're going to now measure out different denominations. Pruta she'omru. What's the value? We keep on talking about pruta. How much is a pruta worth? Echem ishmoinim be'isser italki. It's 1/8 of an isser, Italian isser. That's the size and that's the weight, etc. Break them in mind after a minute. Who cares? The kedusha isha. First Mishnah Maseches is kedusha. Machleg b'sham be'isil. Be'isil says that the minimum for kesef is a pruta. How much is a pruta? A pruta is an 1/8 of an Italian isser. Isser is the smallest madbeya in the silver denominations. Okay. Isser, how much is an isser? Echem yasser ba'abab a dinner shel kesef. That's 1/24 of a dinner of kesef. How do you get 1/24? Because as you know, every dinner has in it 6 ma'ah. Every ma'ah has in it 2 pundyoinim. Every punjoin has 2 isrim, so if you go and multiply 6 times 2, you get to 24. So one isr is 1/24 of a dinar shel kesef. So you can ask me line after a minute, who cares, what difference does it make? Lemekachu memker, what means mekachu memker? Says Rashi, if somebody wants to sell you a dinar shel kesef, and he tells you, I'm going to give you sales price, a discount, you want to buy a dinar shel kesef, you have to pay me 25 isrim. Then you know the guy is jipping you, he's cheating you, and he's over on Oino'a, because a dinar shel kesef is 25 isrim. If he's charging you 25 isrim, then you are being cheated. So that's like a nekach memka. Dinar shel kesef, we already discussed this a few times, dinar shel kesef, echem mi'esem l'chamish v'dinar shel zav, you can get 25 dinar kesef for one dinar shel zav. Fait imam, mayin afkimino, what difference does that make? The pidyon haben. What means the pinyon haben? So Rashi makes a cheshbin that the amount that you have to pay for pinyon haben is 20 dinrei kesef. If you look at Rashi, it's about 5 lines higher in the Rashi than where we are in the Gemara. The pinyon haben. Shuchamisha shkolim, everybody knows you have to pay 5 shkolim for pinyon haben. Shekel diaraisa, who's seller? That's in the Talmudic times, it was not called a shekel, it was called a seller. How much is a seller? A seller is dalet dinrei kesef. That's 4 dinrei. So if you're telling me a seller, which is a shekel, when a person's a shekel, and you need 5 shkolim, and every single seller is 4 dinar kesef, so 5 times 4, shem chav dinar, okay, 20 dinar kesef you have to give to the kohen. V'im nosen lo avi haben dinar zav, what happens if you're coming to the pinyan haben, and the kohen says, no, where are your 5 shkolim? I'm sorry, I don't have any dinar kesef, but I do have a dinar zav. Please, can you take the dinar zav and give me change? Since we just said that there are 25 dinrei kesef in the dinrei shulzav, if you hand over dinrei shulzav, he has to go and pay him back, change 5 dinrei kesef, right? Because it's only 20 dinrei kesef that you're chayiv. He gave him the equivalent of 25, so he gave him change 5. If that's enough, you will get penny to pay. That's the end of this brisa. If you're going to go and tell me that gold in a shul zahav, that's the matbeya, that's the gelt, the kids. That's why the Mishnah is telling us, the Brice is telling us at the very end, the God opinion of them, that the 25 dinrei kesef in a dinrei shul zahav, because dinrei shul zahav is considered to be fest, it's a fixed amount. And the Amis Peirav, if you're going to go and tell me it's Peirois, and Peirois by definition, there could be a fluctuation. Mishayar Tanav Amidid the Oiker Vizil, you're going to go and give us an example about something which fluctuates in price. Zim the Mahadale Kahana, Zim the Moisavle, Iul the Kahana. It could be that the dinner Zohov at one point in the future is going to be worth, like it's worth today, 25 or 30, and therefore the coin will have to go and give him change. 5 dinrei kesef, 10 dinrei kesef. The zim de moisav lei, and sometimes it'll be the other way around. Maybe the dinner shel zov is going to go down terribly, and it's going to be only worth 15 dinrei kesef, and therefore you're going to have to be moisav. The coin's going to say, I'm sorry, look up the Wall Street Journal, and you'll see that gold has plummeted, it's really gone down. You can only get 15 dinrei kesef for one dinner of zov, and you got to be moisav, you got to give me another 5 dinrei kesef. So how can the Mishnah go and tell us, for Pinyin Rabban purposes, they're 25 per dinner shozov? We see from this the dinner shozov is fest. It's a fixed amount that it doesn't budge. That remains the same. It could be that the kesef will go up and down. That's true. But the dinner shozov remains intact. So you see from that that it's matbeah, shma mina. No charay, that's matbeah. Not like our Mishnah, but like Rabbi Bialtusev. Okay, finally, Tanan Hassan. From here to the bottom of the Omid, we're going to talk a little bit about the Inyan of Master Shein. As you know, Master Shein, the Torah gives us a major, major break. If a person is a farmer, and he has to take Master Shein up to Yerushalayim, if he's a very wealthy farmer, he might have to hire 3 U-Haul trucks full of Master Shein, Tvu and Peiris to take Yerushalayim. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, K'lei Suchal Se'esor, K'yechak Lich Nechoham Mokayim, Sizvat, I live all the way in Haifa, I'm going to have to take and schlep all this Master Shein to Yerushalayim. It's going to cost me an arm and a leg. Torah says, you know what you can do? You can machal it on money. The tzart ha-kesef bi-yadcha, take the money up to Yerushalayim. Good. So now, this is a very wealthy farmer, and he has, Baruch Hashem, mechvayis, 1,000 dinrei kesef. And 1,000 dinrei kesef, that's a pretty heavy load. So he wants to go and transfer that, or transform it and exchange it for dinrei zahav. Since we just said a moment ago that you have 25 in one dinrei zahav, so what was my example? Let's say we're talking about 1,000 dinrei kesef, so then you'd have to have 40 dinrei zahav instead of 1,000 dinrei kesef. And if he has 10,000, it would be 400 dinrei zahav. Now, in terms of the value, then the value is the same. But in terms of the weight, I'm a chayah, you only have to schlep around 40 coins or 400 coins instead of 10,000 coins. Right? So a person would want to go and make that exchange. So we have a machloikis v'sham b'isil, whether this is permissible or not. And then we're going to have a machloikis Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish as to what the machloikis is between b'shamay and b'isil. Tananos, state the Mishnah, Master Shain. B'shamay omrim l'yasa odim sloim din reizav. Don't go and convert Sloim. Sloim that we just had a moment ago, that's what it's called in the Torah, Shkolim. Sloim, which are made out of Kesef. Don't take Sloim and convert them to dinrei zahav. Don't take up a tzarta Kesef, take up the silver, don't take up zahav. Azizok Beisham. No problem. The Kesef in the Torah doesn't mean silver, it means the money. So you can take up silver coins, you can take gold coins, no problem. Okay. The machlokes is only limited in this case. What means limited in this case? Sloim, silver coins, onto gold coins. What's the problem? The Shmeshami Savi Kaspa Tiva Udahava Pera. The Tiva A Pera Le Mechalina. Shmeshami holds that Kesef is Tiva. Tiva means it's the Matbeah. That's the medium of currency. Aha. Tehava, on the other hand, is peiros, which is just like what we learned in our Mishnah, that if you want to be koina zov and kesef, you make a kinyan on the zov, hazov koina se kesef, because the zov is a peiros. Also, Mishami is like the lashon of our Mishnah. So therefore, you're starting over with madeyos, you're talking about kesef, which is madeya, and you want to be mechalit now on zov, which is peiros. Rabbi Yisai, the Torah says you're supposed to be mechal peiros on money, not that you're supposed to go and be mechal money on peiros. And if the kasva is the tiva, the kesef is the matbea, that's the money, you can't go and be mechal that on the peiros. Tiva peiros be mechalina. Azei zot beishanai. Now, Beisil on the other hand holds, Beisil says, no, kasva is the peiros, but tahava tiva, the kesef is the peiros, because kesef is not so valuable like the zov, and therefore the kesef is the peiros, the zohav is the tiv, is the matbeos, upeira tiv machalina. No problem being machal peiros onto matbeos. That's what the Torah is talking about. The type of kesef biyarta, be machal peiros onto matbeos. Ah, well, peiros al dinrin. If you're talking about peiros, in other words, regular peiros from the garden, from the field, on dinrim, onto dinre zohav. Everybody agrees it could be mechalel. Why can everybody agree to mechalel? Didn't you just say now that according to Beis Shammai, the dinrim are considered to be peiros? How can you mechal peiros on peiros? My time, I'll explain to you. We're going to understand Beis Shammai from Beis Hillel. That what? Beis Hillel holds kesef of Beis Hillel avgav the kaspa, the gabi dehava. Even though Beis Hillel holds that kesef compared to zohav is like peiros, right? Because kesef is not as valuable as gold, so it's like peiros, not like our Mishnah, like Rebbe Bialduz say, the kesef compared to zohav is like peiros. But avada the gabi peiros tivahava, if you have peiros that you want to be mechal onto silver, everybody agrees about it. It's hard to kesef biyarcha. That's no shaila. So therefore, the Beis Shammai, the same thing. Zohav nami le Beis Shammai. Avagav the dehava le gabi kaspa pei dehava. Even though like Beis Shammai, like our Mishnah, the Zohav compared to kesef is like peiros, maskin. Of the gabi peiro, tivahava. But if you're comparing it to the peiros, then about it's a tiva. So therefore, the kesef, it depends in which fact pattern you're talking about. If you're comparing kesef to Zohav, then kesef is only peiros, because it's so insignificant compared to zohav. But if you're comparing peiros, peiros, real peiros, to kesef, then the silver is worth its weight in gold. It's not just silver, it's a matbeah. So therefore, everybody would agree, avada, you can be poidim chalil peiros on dinrei zohav. Yes, Dad, you have a question.
Just very quickly, if you have 50 copper coins, I don't remember, can you use those to be machalil my peiros first?
I don't recall offhand. We have to look up Masa Sheni.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome. V'chad Amar, and the other man, the Amar, says, Af bepeiros al dinrin machloikis. Even the machloikis of between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, although the machloikis of Gabi Sloin dinri zov, being machalel silver coins onto gold coins, but the truth of the matter is the same machloikis applies bepeiros al dinrin. Can you go and be machal peiros on dinri zov? You could certainly be mechal peiros on dinrei kesef. The shteitach in the Torah, ki yichat mimcha mokim leisuch al seisoy. You can be mechal it on kesef. It's hard to kesef yon. The question is, can you go and take peiros mechal on dinrei? There too, there is a machlokes. In other words, according to Beis Shammai, not only can you not be mechal silver coins onto gold, because silver is considered to be the matbeya, not the dinrei zov. So same thing is, you cannot go mechal peiros on dinner. Praying Gemara, according to this second pshat, ulman yam ave peiros al dinner machloikis, and lifli b'slam al dinner, lifli b'peiros al dinner. What the Gemara is saying is, lechoyr, it's a much bigger chidush to say that I cannot be mechal peiros on gold than saying that I cannot go be mechal the sloim on the dinner. Why is it the case of the peiros on gold? Why is that such a big chiddush? Because Rabbi Yisai, we all know the halacha masa sheni, ki leisuchal se'esai, I can't schlep it, it's just too heavy. So the Torah said, fine, go and exchange it for money. So, do I think money only means copper or only silver? L'chayim includes every type of money, whatever money is money, you know, if I can be mechaled on gold, that's the best. I shouldn't have to go and schlep these heavy coins. I don't have to schlep the heavy payers, I don't have to schlep the heavy coins. So says Yimara, why does the Mishnah limit the case to mechal sloyim of kesef onto dinrei zav? If you're telling me that Beishamai not only holds that you cannot go be mechal silver onto gold, it's even a greater chiddush to say that you can be mechal actual payers onto gold. Wouldn't you think that's even a greater chiddush? So for eighteen more lemandiyam for payers al dinrim machloikis. That's the second version, the chadoma. And a mitzvah besoyim al dinrim lifting the payers al dinrim. And let us tell the grace of chiddush like Beishamai that you can't even be paid the regular payers on dinrei zav. Says Yimar, you're right. The gabe beishamai utak be a better chiddush. However, we want to tell us the chiddush of beisil. After all, we paskal like beisil. Zok Yimar, if the beperes al dinrim, if the Mishnah would say that beishamai holds you cannot be poide mechala peperes al dinrim, and the beisil holds that you can have a minahani mil beperes al dinrim. Why? Because peperes are real peperes. We're talking about tvua. We're talking about real peperes. Minatoyra, you're talking about the. At least you're talking about the tiroish and yitzar, at least on the grapes and on the olives, real payers. That you can be mechal on dinner. The Torah says you can mechal it. You don't have to go and schlep it to your shalai. Al-Bislam al-Dinner, but if you're talking about silver coins onto gold coins, I would think moidulahem beisil beishamai. That you cannot be mechal sloin al dinner, just like Beishamai said. Remember, Beishamai said lo yas odim sloin dinner is off. Why might Beisil hold a Beishamai? Because maybe he would agree moidul and Beisil the Beishamai to dahava legabe kaspa peirahava, that zohav compared to kesef is like peiros, like our Mishnah. Why? Because kesef is chorif. It's oivel asoicher has a din of teva, the hava which is not so chorif has a din of peiros, and therefore perhaps Beis Hill would agree to Beis Shammai. You cannot go and transfer and be mechalel silver onto gold because silver is like the matbea and the gold is like peiros. I might have thought that's what Beis Hill would agree to. V'loy mechalin, and therefore you cannot be mechal sloyim of kesef onto the gold. Kamash malon. That's why our Mishnah in the Sechtes Master Sheni has to tell us very clearly, no, Beis Hill says you can be mechal sloyim on dinrei zahav. And therefore, even though like Beishamai would be a bigger chiddush to talk about Peiros on dinrim, but after all we paskin like Beis Hillel, and therefore we want to tell us the bigger chiddush that according to Beis Hillel, you can be machal silver coins onto gold coins. Kamash malon. Now as to whom holds what, remember he said machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Shlokish chada machad amar. Tomorrow the Gemara is going to tell us this time that Rabbi Yochanan is the one that holds a machalim. So to be continued, Rabbi Yochanan tomorrow. Everybody should have a beautiful Shabbos. Zach Avenged.